Martha Julia Agnes Adele by Anne Gordon. Part 2.
Oh, what a grand adventure day. We're near the marvelous Mushroom Cafe. Step right up by this giant stone shoe. You'll especially love their acorn stew.
Slab reaches behind him and pulls out a map from a hidden pocket in his shoulder strap.
Let's sit at this table and make our plan while we eat our stew and custard flan.
From the stone table on top of the mound, they peer over treetops, no shoe to be found. They sip their stew and eat their flan while they work on their master plan. Suddenly, Martha Julia Agnes Adele sees the street where she first stumbled and fell.
What's that? She jumps, making a spill.
There, points Slab, that's the artist's hill.
They flip and fly down the slippery slope to look for her shoe, but alas, no hope. Instead, they find a slimy fellow, banana-like and all quite yellow. It's Mr. Slug having a great big cry as evening twilight shimmers the sky.
Oh, hello, Slab. I'm crying some more. Still can't find what I'm looking for.
Oh, Slug, please, no more tears. Makes too much slime and adds more years. Come help us find this missing shoe. We might even find what you seek, too.
Okay, follow me in my diamond trail. I'm beginning to think I might be a snail. So, Martha Julia Agnes Adele, I'll look for your shoe while I look for my shell.
Through the trail of hearts they weave their way, the slug and Martha and the man of clay. Sometimes my shoe lands in trees up high.
Okay, says Slug, I'll keep up an eye. At the castle of the heart, we've always heard, a fairy keeps a secret from the one-winged bird. But to make it past the dragon's lair takes courage and bravery exceptionally rare.
Oh no, there I go. I tripped and fell, wails Martha Julia Agnes Adele.
Shh, whispers Slab. We're close. Just listen.
But Slug plods on, making trails of glisten. They tiptoe through the castle doors, creaking sounds cry from the wooden floors. They hear fairy whispers of a wing turned stone, and see a one-winged bird in the distance, alone. The bird's lost its wing. Martha's lost her shoe. The castle has not. So what else can they do?
Let's head up high to the top of the hill. If we don't give up, stutters Slug, we'll make it still.
A moth settles atop the chimney of stone, and fireflies light the way to the throne. Slug climbs steps to the fairy queen's door, with the door locked tight. He tries the tree's back door.